Class 12 English Literature. We start with a poem, We Are the Music Makers by Arthur William Edgar O'Shaughnessy. We Are the Music Makers, published in 1873, comes under the title of an ode. An ode is an elaborately structured poem praising or glorifying an event or individual, describing intellectually as well as emotionally. It is a serious and dignified composition, exalted in subject matter, elevated in tune and style. Now let us read the first stanza. We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers, upon whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems. Now this particular poem is a glorification of artists across different realms, acknowledging their achievements. It describes the life of artists, the beauty of their artworks, and their impact on their surrounding and on the world outside. The poet speaks through the collective voice, we, of all the musicians, poets, painters, and creative writers, of how, in spite of being called losers and forsakers, they are the movers and the shakers of the world. The poet has depicted the artist as an integral part of the society, rejecting the theme of aestheticism, that art's only relation is to itself. The aesthetic movement was a late 19th century movement that emphasized pure beauty and art for art's sake, more than socio-political themes for literature, fine art, music, and other arts. The first 8 lines of the poem define what artists are and seemingly try to depict the aesthetic separation of an artist from the society. The poem is a celebration of the power of art. Now, a creative artist is not a man of action. He does not directly indicate or lead a revolution, a battle, or a war. In his search for beauty and harmony, he is in lonely places. He is rarely seen in the company of fellow human beings. The English Romantic poets gave us the image of the artist as someone who is unusual and extraordinary, whose imaginative power is infinite and almost divine. According to the poet, the artists wander alone by the sea breakers on the shingling beach. They remain indifferent from the society. Thus, they are tagged as losers and forsakers of the society. But this aloofness is necessary for the creation of art. These people look at the world for beauty and strives to provide them with objectivity that is necessary for their creation and imagination. Their dreams inspire generations of men. Now, in the first stanza, the poet describes the artists and their soul searching as they wander alone by the sea breakers and sit by the desolate streams to shape their creativity that is worthy of admiration. He highlights the difficult life the artists seen as the world losers and world forsakers. The poet makes a straightforward appeal to the artists across different realms, calls them the music makers and the dreamers. Now, since it avoids mention of a particular art form, it applies equally to artists across the globe, across different segments. Now, this has a massive appeal. The poem gives art an encompassing definition. They are the creators of new ideas. Music is possible only when different notes are mixed coherently. The artist does this. The artist creates order out of chaos. This is the reason that their position is unchallengeable. By dreamers, he refers to the sublime thinker which a poet is. Now, the poet tries to focus on the desolation of spirits of these artists, an ache in their hearts that actually shape up their creativity. The poet calls artists as the sea breakers, the man of adventure. Writing a poem requires determination and conviction. The poets are like those adventurers who discover the sea and find the sea route for humanity in general. The poet highlights the difficult life of the artists, their struggle. Here the pale moon suggests the meager sustenance these artists managed to carve out for themselves through their art. In the last two lines of the stanza, the poet says that the artists are the movers and the shakers of the world. Now, by this phrase, he means someone who colors outside the lines, people who show the world a face outside the societal norms and ethos, people who are capable of moving and shaking the world and possibly building a new one, those who bring dynamicity to an otherwise static world. The pristine of the poet as a person and that of his art can never wither away. The poets will always be the movers and the shakers. This is the crux of the entire poem. Thank you, students.